Parshas Chukas begins with the laws of the Paraduma. Now, in the second pasuk, it says, "Vayichol lecha," it should be taken for you. For you means you're integrally involved with the Paraduma. Rashi explains that it means that forever the Paraduma will be called Moshe Rabbeinu's Paraduma. There's some connection. In the history of the world, the Mishnah in Parah tells us that there are going to be 10 Paradumas offered. The last one is the time of Mashiach. 9 until then. 9 Paradumas from Moshe Rabbeinu's time until the end of when we didn't have any more Paradumas. By the way, the 9 were given and authorized, and the procedure was done through 7 of the people. So we had 7 people offering 9 Paradumas until Mashiach will give the 10th. V'yichalecha, Moshe Rabbeinu, you would always be called in your name. Why are the other ones called in your name? Some explain that you always had to take a little bit of Moshe Rabbeinu's Paraduma, the first one of the desert, some of the ashes that remained forever, and you had to mix it with the ashes of the future Paradumas. So every Paraduma, on some level, is connected to the first Paraduma by Moshe Rabbeinu in the desert. All very good if you read the second pasuk and the Rashi there, V'yichalecha. Okay, what are the next pasuk? Third pasuk. Unesatem oisa Elazar Kohen. That means Elazar Kohen was going to do the procedure in the Paraduma in the desert. Elazar is the son of Aaron HaKohen. And it says that Elazar is the one who performed this procedure of the Paraduma in the desert. So the question becomes, obviously, why is it called Moshe Rabbeinu's Paraduma? Moshe Rabbeinu didn't do anything. Moshe Rabbeinu is here, but he didn't do anything. And more so, even more important, it starts out by saying, Vayidaba Hashem el Moshe vel Aaron lemar. What's Aaron doing here? Moshe Rabbeinu has some interesting thing that forever it's attached to him. Every Paraduma is going to be referred to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though we don't know why it's Moshe Rabbeinu. But Aaron Zichah didn't do anything here. It's not called on Aaron's, and it's also not procedural based on Aaron, because Elazar HaKohen did it, the son of Aaron. So, Rav Menachem Brody, Rav of Tosh, and Rav of Kalev before World War II, pastor before World War II, he says that the Torah had to add in Pasuk Aleph, the introduction, Moshe and Aaron. Why did it add in Moshe and Aaron? Because had it not written Aaron's name at all, had it not been addressed Aaron at all, people would think very simple. The Paraduma is an atonement for the Cheder Eagle on some level, from Moshe Darshan, Rashi quotes it. So since Aaron HaKohen was very much part of the Cheder Eagle, people would say, oh, of course he could not be part of the Paraduma, because Ein Kategan Asas and Eger. You don't have the prosecutor then become the defender. Since Aaron was part of the prosecution of this Cheder Eagle, he can't be part of the purification process. And that would mean Aaron was part of the negative process. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu here said, Ve'edaba Hashem Moshe v'al Aaron lemar, he added in the word Aaron on purpose to teach us that no, Aaron was not part of the prosecuting. Whatever he did in the Cheder Eagle was done for the good, l'shma, and there was no chet of Aaron involved with the carbon Cheder Eagle, and therefore he's permitted to be part of the Paraduma. There's a separate reason why we have to have the procedure performed by his son, and why Moshe Rabbeinu, it might be called in his name forever, but Aaron had to be included even though not. We should know, just as a side, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do here? As we said, it's called on him. He started the process, but what did he exactly do? So the simple interpretation, he didn't do much here. He just was organizing it. But the actual procedure was done by Elazar. The Brisker Rav learns that a Paraduma needs a Sanhedrin involved. And Moshe Rabbeinu is B'makam Sanhedrin. He's B'makam Ayin Aleph. So therefore, it was done on the authoritative command of Moshe Rabbeinu, because not that everything needs Moshe Rabbeinu, every Paraduma needs a Sanhedrin. And Moshe represented the Sanhedrin. It happens to be, there's a wild interpretation by Pnei Aryeh, and he explains that although the procedure was done by Elazar, that was only the procedure from the second step and on. But the actual shechita of the first Paraduma, the slaughtering of the first Paraduma in the history of the world, was performed by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. And that's why, on some level, Vayichol lecha, it will always be referred to as your Paraduma, because he had a physical part, not an overseer, as Sanhedrin. Not just it's named by you and mixed in because you were on top of the whole process. No, he was integral in the Shechita itself. It shows that every name mentioned in the Torah, Vayidab Hashem Moshe vel Aaron, and give it to Elazar, again, as we always say, every word, of course, every mention, every name, every nickname should always be analyzed completely. Torah is endless. Have a great Shabbos. Hopefully we'll be zeicha to the 10th of the Paradumas by Mashiach's time, Bekarav. Amen.